There's no rumors in politics, there's reality. Greg Giroux, truly expert, joins us on midterm primaries. Greg, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Emily Wilkins this morning. How do the liberals, how do the progressives regroup?
Yeah, it wasn't a great night for them, especially in San Francisco and Los Angeles, where, you know, voters in those overwhelmingly Democratic cities. I mean, San Francisco votes 85% Democratic, LA almost 80%, and they sent a message with by recalling their district attorneys in San Francisco, sending a ex-Republican to the top spot in the Los Angeles mayoral primary. They're sending a message they demand better public safety and quality of life policies. So I think it's a warning sign for the left that you can support overhauling criminal justice policies, but voters also want public safety. They're not mutually exclusive, but it's a warning sign, I think, coming out of LA and San Francisco for parts of the left.
How about for parts of the right, Greg, as it relates to who's really going to be driving the GOP in the midterms and then in the general election?
Yeah, it was, I think Donald Trump still looms pretty large over Republican primaries. He didn't really intervene in one of the big ones I was following, this district in Central California, Central Valley of California, where Republican Congressman David Valadao, he was the first of the Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. He was the first one to face the voters. And it looks like he's going to advance in his primary. There was a significant anti-incumbent vote there. But Trump stayed out of that race, I think, because that's a district that leans Democratic. Montana, former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, is just barely ahead in his primary, but I think he'll probably make it. So, it's even, Trump has had some wins, J.D. Vance, Mehmet Oz earlier, some losses, right. Brian Kemp, Brad Raffensperger. But, even candidates who don't get Trump's formal blessing are still, adopting his policy positions and rhetoric.
I had a drink in my hand the other day, Greg Giroux,
really?
And I tried to do my inner Greg Giroux.
Okay.
And I tried to figure out the redistricting outcomes of New York State. I had to have another drink. Greg, is there any other state up the Hudson River is confusing? Like the five boroughs of Manhattan is confusing as New York City?
Yeah, this New York redistricting saga is unlike any I've ever seen.
Give us an update.
It looks like the map that a court in upstate New York, it overturned a Democratic.
Paul, upstate is Yonkers.
Yes, okay.
So, thank you. Continue, Greg.
We're talking Steuben County in the far west of.
I'll raise my glass. That's a joke. Continue.
So that map, the Democratic map, was overturned, and a more competitive map was implemented. And I think one of the biggest things it did was it merged the Upper West Side with the Upper East Side, which have traditionally been in separate districts. And now you have this epic showdown between two 30-year Democrats, Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney. So that's probably the biggest takeaway. But there are a lot of competitive districts in the Lower Hudson Valley. The chairman of the Democratic campaign committee, Sean Patrick Maloney, actually faces a liberal primary challenger supported by AOC. So there's a lot of internal Democratic politics
going
on.
So what does all this legal mumbo jumbo say about the next time we go through the Giroux process? Are the courts in charge?
The courts can put guardrails on them, and a lot of these congressional maps are being challenged in courts. And I think we may get, Louisiana's congressional map was just struck down by a court. Maybe that gets redrawn. We're going to have some maps that may get struck down in 2023, 2024. So, lawsuits are an integral, a big part of these congressional line drawing.
So, Greg, if I'm at the DNC or the Republican National Committee this morning in Washington, D.C., what are my takeaways from yesterday as I think about the midterms?
I think if you're, I think on the Democratic side, you have to, be concerned about, Joe Biden's, low approval rating. We're getting closer and closer to the election, less than 5 months away. And, once you get within a few months of the election, that kind of cake, a lot of things are, the cake tends to be pretty much baked by then. And he needs gas prices to go down, inflation to recede. He needs his approval rating to get above 50%, certainly, because the enthusiasm and energy is on the Republican side, as we expected from a midterm election like this.
Greg, definitive. We love your energy as well. Greg Giroux, who's absolutely best in this redistricting thing. Very important, of course, for American civics and politics.